Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're talking about the tick-borne allergy to mammal products, known as the meat allergy. But it really is. It's so much more than that. It's a allergy that results from a tick bite, and it's an allergy to basically anything from animals that produce milk. And this is something I've experienced, but also Jennifer Burton, she's the founder of Alpha Gal Encouragers of Northwest Arkansas, our guest today. And Jennifer just shared her story of being diagnosed, having the symptoms and then being diagnosed, and the grief that she experienced going through that, learning that diagnosis and what all changes that means for your life, your lifestyle, and the support that she had from her spouse, from her physician as well. So where did it go from there? Jennifer, you shared that you had this great support from your husband and the great knowledge from your allergist as well, and support from your allergist who also has experienced alpha-gal syndrome. But where did it go from there as you started to learn more about the allergy and others who had this allergy, this alpha-gal syndrome as well?
Well, as I had mentioned earlier, I was going through the Facebook support groups she had told me about to look up, and I was going through all of the things that I needed to learn, and I just kept kind of getting this little nudge, and I was taught many, many years ago by a pastor that when we get those little nudges, that those are something that I'm supposed to do. You get a nudge that you're supposed to call someone or pray about something or smile at a person as you walk past them, because those little nudges are His Holy Spirit, and we're supposed to act on those nudges because that's what we're supposed to do. This wasn't any different, and every day as I would try to pray about how am I going to get through this, help me get through this, it just kept getting laid on my heart that I needed to start a local group. One that met face-to-face. Like I said, this is a very devastating diagnosis, and for so many people, they don't want to go outside anymore. They are grieving, and they're going through severe depression, this hopelessness, this loss of a big part of their being. And they don't want to go outside and be in the garden anymore, afraid to get bitten again. They can't trust somebody in a restaurant to make their food. So they become recluses. I know I fought that. And so I kept getting these little nudges to, start up this face-to-face mission and let them know you're not alone. We're stronger together. Just because we have alpha-gal syndrome, it doesn't define who we are, which is, by the way, our encourager slogan. But I felt so bad, I just kept kind of saying, no, I'm not ready. I don't know enough about alpha-gal. I don't know enough about what I need to do. But it just kept being laid on my heart. And I know better than to say no when God kind of wants something done. And I eventually said, okay, if I'm going to do this, you're going to need to open the doors for me and where this is going to go. And I've just been constantly reminded, He's faithful, and He reminds me of my training and being convicted in this way. And He's been opening the doors ever since.
What is the purpose behind this organization? You mentioned all of this grief, and it's the significance of the lifestyle change that has to happen when you're faced with a diagnosis like this. What is the purpose of this organization for everyone who gathers together?
Well, our main goal is to promote compassion, to be encouraging, to promote new health and understanding with alpha-gal syndrome. It's an effort to hopefully save and improve the lives of those who've been diagnosed with alpha-gal syndrome. And hopefully by doing so, increasing public awareness and family awareness, trying to get that family and spousal support that we all so desperately need.
What happens when the group typically gathers? And this is a monthly gathering, is that right?
Yes, we meet monthly. We call it a meet, greet, and eat event, basically because it's a potluck style social event where we feel safe with, you know, by bringing safe foods that we found or snacks. Sometimes Dr. Merritt attends because, after all, she's one of us too. She likes to bring desserts and safe desserts. And each one is very similar, but the meeting takes on a different direction depending on whether or not we have a guest speaker or a presentation. For example, one time, since we can't have beef, we eat, a lot of us eat emu or ostrich as our new beef, and duck as our new pork. And so one time I did a presentation on how to cook duck breast. So those things will be, you know, special things we'll talk about or have presentations on. And sometimes the meeting just kind of evolves on its own because we have someone who walks in who's just been diagnosed and is totally overwhelmed and, say, for the last 4 to 6 weeks hasn't eaten anything but chicken and vegetables because she's afraid to eat anything else, or is still just scratching from the hives and nervousness because of the histamines that's at the time. And then it just becomes a caring time when those of us who've been doing this a little longer just start the compassion and the encouragement, and it gets better.
What is the significance of this group for the people who attend, those connections that you form, and knowing that other people are going through this with you? What does that mean for the people that attend?
I think it brings us together very much like a family, because we don't feel isolated anymore. We have these face-to-face connections. We have these new connections. Strangely, oddly enough, I happen to have 3 or 4 people that attend the meetings that are from my work. They too have been diagnosed with it, and we talk about some of the safe things, and most of us go to Dr. Merritt as well, and she's very supportive of us. But it's knowing where we lack support in some of our family relationships, that we have someone else we can rely on, someone else we can reach out to.
Why was your congregation willing to host and to be a host site for your group, Alpha-Gal Encouragers of Northwest Arkansas?
Well, Living Savior is a really small congregation, and so basically we're a family too. When one of us hurts, we all hurt. When we need prayer, we all pray. I think they saw this as a way for me to heal and a mission of outreach for others who are hurting and going through it. Our pastor knew someone who has alpha-gal syndrome. It's not uncommon around here. It's just a way to show Christ's love and God's mercy through people who are serving him. We continue to share. Sometimes we have members show up at our meetings just to kind of see a little bit more of the other side. And we continue to share the challenges and rough stories of the people who show up, and the congregation prays for them, and we share the successes, and we give up prayers of thanks for those. We had a young 13-year-old come in. Her family brought her in, and she was just so afraid to sit and eat anything, because every time she ate something, she would just have the hives and itch. And, one by one, we would take her in. It's okay. And we'd let her read the labels and go through it. And mom and dad took pictures. And within two or three months, we see people blossom from being terrified and scared, blossoming back into life again. And that's just a blessing.
How does the group, we have just about a minute left, how does the group stay connected beyond those monthly meetings?
Primarily through our Facebook support group, AlphaGal Encouragers Northwest Arkansas. Although we do have a website now, alphagalencouragers.org, that we're working on, and we'll hopefully soon get much more information and resources available on the website as well, especially for those who don't have Facebook. But Facebook is primarily our biggest contact. If someone's having a reaction, they can reach out on Facebook, and our group has just gone past 800 people in less than 2 years. And as that close-knit family, we start, did you check this, did you check that, be sure and take your Unison, be sure and do this. It's definitely support.
Our guest today, Jennifer Burton, founder of AlphaGal Encouragers Northwest Arkansas. Thank you for being on the Coffee Hour today and sharing your story with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It's time to go make some AlphaGal safe food.
Yeah.
Something vegan or...
maybe some emu.
Some emu.
Yeah.
We should have emu burgers in the studio next time.
Hey, I can eat that.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.